This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Call his wife in.
How we doing? 405. Big Monaco here with you on the fan. I got you for one more hour till the warm-up show comes your way at 5-888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side, and we're taking your calls for the last hour off of a night of baseball that the Met fans got to see an excellent win. They got, as you heard there in the cuts from Marco, Alvarez back, both better defensively, offensively with a double off the wall. Really nice play at the plate. Tagging out a would-be base runner. I usually say would-be base stealer, but would-be attempting scorer. Made a good play at the plate. Double looked good after a really poor performance from Kodai Senga, who is really haven't given you any of those all year, but just didn't have his location. They were laying off that ghost pitch, and he only gives you three, gives up four. The Mets rally. You get the two-run home run from Beatty. You get the big hit from Juan Soto, which you've been desperately looking for, even with all his greatness this year. Not enough of those. Well, you got it last night. Big base hit ties the game after the Angels just allow Francisco Lindor to steal second base to get into scoring position. Big hit there. You got a bullpen who does a really nice job, comes in, only gives up one hit from the fourth inning on. Diaz comes in and closes the door. And the Mets take a nice win, two in a row against the Angels on a day where you heard from the general manager talking about the deadline. And it just sounds like, I don't know how aggressive the Mets are going to be at this trade deadline. Now, certainly offensively, they talked about being comfortable. At least Stearns talked about being comfortable in third, talked about being comfortable with McNeil in center and some of the options there. You got Marte coming back relatively soon. So you're still like kind of looking for inward answers. And to get last night off of that talk, knowing it sounds like, now again, you take it with the grain of sand or grain of salt, whichever the term is, because you don't want to go out there and tell the rest of the baseball community you're desperate for some outfield offense or whatever. So we'll see. They still have 2 weeks to make a decision and go and attack this deadline or not, but it sounds like maybe some bullpen, maybe some pitching, but the offense, you are, from what Stearns said, you're looking inward. And that means Alvarez. That means Beatty. That means Vientos. That means Mauricio. And you got a lot of those answers. Obviously, Juan Soto being better with runners in scoring position. And Alvarez, after being sent down, comes back. Crowd excited to see him. Played better defensively. Gets two hits, including a ball off the wall. And that is so important to this team because he can be an X factor. And obviously, Vientos can be an X factor and how great he was last year. If you can get both of those players playing as well as they have in their best moments as a New York Met, that would impact this team better than any trade they could possibly go out and get. So you need Alvarez's offense, and he gave it to you first night back. You need Beatty, gave you a two-run home run. Even Mauricio puts the ball in play hard, ends up driving in a run with a play at the plate. So a lot of positives. The bullpen that you're desperate, you know, for some answers as well. As Budo's coming back, but you're still down a little bit. You know, Brooks Raley has come back and pitched well. But ultimately, you got Diaz at the back end, but you could look to add there. But a lot of answers for the New York Mets last night, and a very sound win as they've now put two in a row together and look to take a series tonight against the Angels. The Yankees, on the other hand, not so much. As the biggest game of the year, the first game of the most important series yet, as they head into Toronto last night, down three games up. Toronto up three games in the division. The New York Yankees take a 1-0 lead on a Giancarlo Stanton solo home run. You got Carlos Rodon pitching, in my mind, relatively well. He was wild, walked too many guys, no doubt, but kept getting out of every jam. I thought he pitched a tough, gritty game without his best stuff, without his best command, and was, you know, in the process in the fifth inning. He gave up two runs and then was in the process of getting out of it. And the Yankees' disgusting play arises again as Peraza, who's one of the worst hitters in the sport, who is lucky enough to be playing third base for the New York Yankees as it presently sits, as we await the deadline and the improvement at third base, has a terrible throwing error followed by Anthony Volpe, who continues to kill them in the biggest spots. The offense does nothing but that Stanton home run, and the Yankees look lifeless, listless, and sloppy. Extra sloppy, like the way you boys like it. I made them extra sloppy. But listless, lifeless, and sloppy as they lose the first game of this series. And they still have an opportunity to win it, as ugly as last night was, as bad as Volpe was, as bad as Peraza was, as bad as this offense was. They still have a chance to win it. The bullpen, thankfully, was not used, the high upper echelon guys, so you should have the bullpen ready to go. Williams, Weaver, Hill. You do have Max Fried and his Max Fried coming up on Wednesday, but Max Scherzer pitching tonight for the Blue Jays in his 4.7 ERA. This offense that has been pounding the baseball outside of last night could use another big-time performance and give Cam Schlittler, who's going tonight for the Yankees, some runs, an ability to ease into this start. So they still have an opportunity to win this series, but the Yankees went into last night off of the momentum of winning the last two games of the Atlanta series and walked into Toronto, who have now won 11 consecutive games in their building, have built up this division lead to four games, who have been the hottest team in baseball since the end of May, and who have owned the Yankees for the last six games in a row. Beat them again, and in this way, they didn't score a lot of runs. They didn't do all that much. But Gausman pitched well, shut down the Yankees, and the Yankees opened the door for them to go win that game, and they walked right through it, and it's got to be better. And then we talked a lot about the manager and obviously his defense of a young kid in Anthony Volpe who, you know, off of that Saturday game, he hits the two home runs. You feel like you're building something. He has a fairly good game on Sunday as well. And you feel like hopefully you're starting to build and dig and claw out of this disgusting play we have seen from him over the last month and a half. You're hoping he's finally building something in the second half of the season, starting out hot. And then he gives you that just unacceptable throwing error that, yeah, could have been picked by Goldschmidt. I think that's fair. He had an opportunity. He was in his glove. But still, the throw has got to be better. The play has got to be better. And then Boone goes out there and just flat out lies to us and tells us we're watching good shortstop play. And it's frustrating. I don't know how much it impacts the actual play of the game, but it's frustrating to hear. And you got to deal with that after a brutal loss. And now the Yankees, again, four games back in this division, two more to play in Toronto, one more series coming later in the year at Yankee Stadium. They need to win every game the rest of the way against Toronto to own the tiebreaker. Toronto wins one more game, they would have the tiebreaker against the Yankees in the division. And right now, it just feels like they are being owned by Toronto. They have no answers in this building in particular. And it's got to start changing tonight with Cam Schlittler on the mound. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro. Christopher, you know how much I like you. But it become unwatchable. The defense is the most blaring issue. Volpe's killing me. Mm-hmm. I know that Stanton's starting to come back a little bit.
but they're almost unwatchable. I'd rather watch Savannah Bananas right
Why
now.
Why are they unwatchable?
Watch it, then watch, because that when you see...
Were they unwatchable when they were down five runs and came rallying back and scored 12 the other night?
Krista, I need more of those days. They're more unwatchable than watchable. They used to be watchable. They used to be an I have to watch them. I have to see what... They've become unwatchable because we went into the season unfinished without a third baseman. This is the outcome of not being ready for the season.
They also lost Oswaldo Cabrera, who would have been a much better option than they have now.
He's batting 110, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Like, 110.
Yeah, Peraza's terrible.
All right, and then let me ask you, how many more times are you going to give Volpe? I get it. We want the coach. I'm tired of the coach just making excuses. It's almost acceptable to be not good in this city. It's almost okay now. I'm sorry. Toronto's in first place.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. It's almost like we're okay. Mediocrity is okay.
Again, I know. They were in the World Series last year. I don't know. Like, let's just hold off before we call it media. Is mediocrity? Well, okay. You say it's okay. It's half. It's 100 games. They were in first place for most of the season. What? They're getting beat right now. They got to turn it around. I agree with you. But I just like when we go, it's okay to be mediocre. What would you like them to do? They're about to attack the trade deadline. They went into the season without a third baseman. I completely agree. I screamed and yelled about it.
About the trade deadline.
Yes.
You and every other
I don't disagree, but we have to see what they're going to go get. I don't know what they're going to be until July 31st or August 1st.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to this organization. I don't know if it's the coach, it's the owner.
Again, what happened to the organization? They were in the World Series last year.
I understand that. Last year was last year.
Well, then what do you mean what happened to this organization? It's 1 year. They're the top wild card team, and they're four games out again. They got to try and get better, and we'll see.
Guess what? The only person to blame is the Yankees. They conditioned us to be there every single year to demand the best, to demand no errors, to demand winning every year. This is something
they can't win the World Series tonight. They can't win the World Series tomorrow. If they make it to the wild card and win the World Series, are you going to be happy? You're going to go, well, they should have won the division too. Like, they can't accommodate you today. So I'm as frustrated as you. But this whole franchise talk and what happened to this once great thing and the pinstripes and George and all that crap. Let's just talk about this team right now. This team right now is not playing well enough. They're not good enough defensively, and they need to improve at the deadline, and we'll see. But the idea that the season's over or that they can't still accomplish anything or that what happened to this one great friend, like that's when I get mad and that's when I push back. Like what happened to this once great franchise? They were in the World Series last year. Were you saying that in 1990 when they were the worst team in baseball and they had Mel Hall bringing cougars to the clubhouse and bringing his 16-year-old girlfriend to events and hazing Bernie Williams so bad that the guy wanted no part of being a baseball player anymore? Was the franchise, what happened to the great franchise then, or is it only when they make a couple of errors and they haven't been to a World Series in 6 months?
I liked them when they were down in 30.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. We liked it then. Why is now the time we look to the skies and say, oh, what happened to this one great franchise? I mean, I know they went to the World Series last year, but that was easy. What happened to this once great, proudful team? I don't know. What happened to the Lyle Overbay, Vernon Wells Yankees? What happened to them? Like, we're basing this off of the dynasty team that we haven't seen anything like it since. The once proud franchise, they're in second place. They're the first wild card, and they got to be better. Out of the All-Star break, they're 2-2. And they still have an opportunity to win the series. They haven't played clean baseball for the last month and a half. The first 70 games they did, the last 30 or the last 60 and last, 70, 65, whatever. 65, 35, whatever. They haven't played well for the last 30 games. And Toronto happens to be hot as a pistol, and they've been incredible, and they've taken a four-game lead. And the Yankees have been owned by them. They have an opportunity to win tonight. They have an opportunity to win tomorrow. And then they take the series and we all feel a lot better. But, like, let's talk about this team specifically and not what's happened to the great New York Yankees All right? Because we've seen stretches where the Yankees don't make the playoffs for a decade. Okay? Let's relax on what happened to the great, proud franchise that is the New York Yankees as they were in the World Series last year, in the still in the playoff discussion this year, and the team isn't even whole yet. We're going to find out what kind of team they go to the postseason with, or at least attempt to go to the postseason with, come July 31st. Like, that's all. Like, I love you, Maury. And tonight is your night. But, like, I wish we could just talk about this team, this game right now, without getting into, like, the once great proud franchise, or George would be rolling over in his grave. George would be rolling over his grave because, you know, Volpe threw a ball away? Maybe. Maybe everybody would be fired. I'll give you that. Doesn't mean be successful. He fired Billy Martin, hired Billy Martin, fired Billy Martin, hired Billy Martin, fired Yogi Berra, hired Billy Martin. Was there a lot of success in that time period? Was there? Like, I can't stand the what happened to this once proud franchise talk. Like, that, it just drives me crazy. Like, I don't know, they were the second best team in baseball last year and won the American League and went through it and won 8 games out of 10. That franchise that we're talking about? That one? Ugly. Ugly loss. I'm frustrated by it. Frustrated by how the manager handled it in the postgame. Frustrated by Anthony Volpe's just absolute decline at shortstop defensively and what's happened to his arm. And I don't even know if he's hurt. I mentioned, I think, Marash brought it up a couple weeks ago or last week. I don't know if Anthony Volpe's hurt, but something's up with him because this is not the player we saw defensively. Offensively, yeah, he's had his struggles, absolutely no doubt. But defensively, like, you can argue whether or not how elite he was, but he was far better than this. Like, something's up with him. Like, he can't make throws anymore. I saw, John Boy put out a video in all his analytics of the throws. Like, he doesn't throw the ball well at all anymore. And we've seen it particularly over the last couple of weeks, whether it's the looping line drives on double, the looping little throws on double play chances, waiting back on the ball and then not getting enough on it to get the out at second base. Like, a lot of issues, but, I don't know what happened to him. But the New York Yankees, again, it's funny because I don't think we, in the moment, with depending on, obviously where they were in the standings and what was going on with the team, like, the Oswaldo Cabrera, and again, this speaks to the roster because the Oswaldo Cabrera injury should not hurt them as much as it's hurt them, but how much better would you feel about this team if Oswaldo Cabrera was playing third base? Like, at least it's a major league somewhat player. Peraza gives you absolutely nothing. And that error last night pissed me off more than any other of the nonsense that we've seen gone on. Those two errors bothered me so much because of the game, obviously because of the opponent, because of where they were. And honestly, watching Carlos Rodon, and again, I'm not I'll defend him at times. I've been critical of him too in big games, obviously. But watching Carlos Rodon go through that at bat to Schneider and go through a 15-16, however many pitches it was, 15-16 battle, a war between those two guys, and foul ball after foul ball after foul ball after foul ball, challenging with fastball, 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 like that battle to then get the pop up and then the next batter hits a little lazy ground ball and they can't make the play to get him out of that. And then another error behind it. And instead of getting out of that inning, only down one run, they leave down three. It was disgusting. So don't get me wrong. I'm not happy. Who could be happy? I'm pretty freaking furious right now that they had a 7-game lead, 8-game lead over Toronto, and now it's a 4-game deficit. I'm furious about it. And they played terrible. But can you spare me the what happened to this once great franchise because they're going through a tough stretch here the year after they went to the World Series? Like, can we just, I know they haven't won in a while. I get it. I do get it. But, like, does everything have to boil down to that? Does everything have to boil down to George and the once great franchise? Because let's be honest, outside of the dynasty team, what are we talking about? We're talking about a team that 90% of its championships were won when all you had to do was have the best record in the American League and you went to the World Series. You think they have 27 championships if they had to go through a wild card round, a divisional round, a championship round in a World Series, you think? Think they have 28? Or 27, rather, excuse me. You think they have 27? You think they have 27 if they had to draft Mickey Mantle and had to draft Joe DiMaggio? Let's go to Mark in Monmouth County. What's up, Mark?
Chris, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there are a bunch of what-ifs. I mean, now, I mean, obviously, they need a third baseman before the season started. I mean, yeah, Oswaldo Cabrera would have plugged in nicely. I mean, of course, getting Bregman or something like that would have been good. And all these what-ifs now, I mean, you're exactly right.
I didn't expect him to get Bregman. I mean, they're already over the luxury tax. He got a $40 million contract. I didn't think Hal was going to spend $80 million a year for Bregman. So, like, I understood that one.
That's what Yankee fans have to understand, too. And another thing, like, you know, Hal is not the spender, you know, and the guy that's just going to start dumping like his dad did. That's how they, you know, they don't do that. They're not anymore.
But I think it's fair to say that they went into the season with a glaring hole at third base and chose not to fix it. I think that's fair. They could have done something. I don't expect Bregman necessarily. It'd be nice, and I wish he was like that owner. I just know he's not going to do that and spend $80 million for Bregman because, let's be honest, I don't know any team that would be over the luxury tax and want to spend twice and spend double on Bregman coming off of Bregman's season last year and spend $80 million. Like, I don't think anybody expected that. But you could have tried to trade for Nolan Arenado. You could have done some things. But let's be fair. Oswaldo Cabrera right now at third base sounds pretty freaking good compared to Peraza. And I still would have looked out to go and improve third base at the trade deadline. But at least you would have had a competent major league player at third base right now with Oswaldo Cabrera as opposed to what you have now. And I know no one wants to talk about injuries, and I think no, and they shouldn't. The team should be better than this no matter what. But the team was built on the starting rotation. That was going to be its strength. And they've lost Cole. They've lost Heal for this season. We'll see, you know, if he could be back by, you know, August, the first or second week of August. But they lost Cole. They've lost Heal. And now they've lost Clark Schmidt. Like, the team was built on a starting rotation. They lost 3/5 of it.
Exactly. I agree.
You want to call that excuse making? Fine. It's excuse making. But they would be a better team if they did have the team that they put together at the start of the year.
Exactly. No, I agree. Listen, this is still a team that could totally, I mean, like you just said, for almost 100 games of the season, this team was in first place. This team can easily turn it around. They can win these two. I mean, everyone after the first game, they just played against Atlanta the 100%. Other day. It was like, oh my God, the Yankees lost. And then what'd they do? They come out and they won the next two.
Yep.
They can win these two right now. They're totally fine. I mean, like Stanton last night, I mean, Stanton, first day off the All-Star break, I mean, I'm not saying he should be playing every day because obviously the Yankees do need him. But, like, you know, Stanton in the lineup does help. I mean, he's going to hit come October.
And he's killing it right now. He has been been unbelievably hot. He's hitting peas all over the place. It's nice to see Stanton hot.
I mean, love to see that. And the thing is, I mean, yeah, they're going to make that move. I mean, I saw a thing that they were looked at. They did make I don't know if it was on the radio the other day with Suarez and Kelly and the reliever from Arizona making a move for them. I mean, I could see something like that. And then maybe you trade Trent Grisham and get a little something, and then you bring up maybe Spencer Jones. Like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to bring up Spencer Jones right now to this team. I don't want to do that. I don't want to trade Grisham. I really don't. Grisham's been important to this team. You know, Dominguez just went 0-for-18. He's a rookie. I like him. I want to keep him. I think he could turn out to be a great player. I can't just banish Grisham in the idea of playing Dominguez every day. I don't know what Dominguez is going to be. Grisham's been really good. He's got an 830 OPS. He just hit a game-winning grand slam the other day. He had a double and a walk in this game. He's a gold glove caliber center fielder. Like, I can't trade him away. I'm trying to win this year. Trying to win this year, and he's been a winning player for them. And I can't do it under the guise of, well, I'll just play Dominguez in left field. One, he's 0-for-18. Two, he turned an out into a double in this game. He's not very good defensively. And don't tell me put him in center field, he'll be better. Like, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. You think if he was going back on a ball to the wall in the left center field gap as a center fielder, he makes the play instead of letting it go over his head like he did in left field? Stop. He's not a very good defender at this point in his career. He hasn't had a lot of innings. He hasn't played a lot. He's not a great defender. Just isn't. Maybe one day he'll become that, hopefully. But, no, I can't count on these rookies. Can't bring up, you know, Spencer Jones and expect to throw him into the lineup and be an impact player for them. It's the Yankees. They got to go out and bare minimum. They have to go out and get a reliever and a third baseman. Bare minimum. Bare minimum. If they don't do that, I will scream to high heaven that Brian Cashman has failed this team. And I don't care the kind of, you know, deadline it is and who's sellers and who buyers. I don't care. A relatively good arm and an upgraded third base are the bare minimum to continue this season. Bare minimum. I'd like two arms, a starter, and a third baseman, but I don't know if they're going to be able to get all that. And that's why the idea of adding a shortstop to the list because Volpe sucks, good luck. So, I mean, we'll find out what this team is like. They have to go improve third base. I still think the bullpen's more important than going out and get Suarez, the absolute, you know, crown jewel of the draft and the biggest and best third baseman who's now hit his 36th home run last night. That'd be nice, but I don't need him. I just need an upgrade at third base. And he's not that great defensively, to be honest with you. So, like, I don't know, but the Yankees have until the deadline. And you're absolutely right. They can go out and win this game tonight. Go out and win this game tonight. And we'll all feel better. Go out and pound Max Scherzer. Tonight's the night I look to the offense. Last night, I looked to Clark Schmidt. I went out and looked at Carlos Rodon. I said, this is an important start for Carlos Rodon. I thought he was okay in this game. He was good enough to give them a winning performance. He was good enough to keep them in the game. The defense let him down. The offense did nothing. But I looked to Carlos Rodon. I got a B- in my mind. Tonight is the offense. Tonight, this offense has to go out there and pound Max Scherzer and give this kid, Cam Schlittler, a chance to just go out there and be okay. Go out there and give them five innings of two or three runs. That's got to be a good enough performance. This offense has to go pound the old man. It just has to. And then you'll have your ace on the mound the next day with an opportunity to win the damn series. Go do that, and we'll all feel better. Heading out of Toronto, coming back home for a big series against Philadelphia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, 4:35. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for another 25 minutes or so as we take it to the warm-up show at 5, 888-808-1019. Done mostly baseball, but I wanted to just say something because I saw a tweet, and especially with Brett in Long Island, who's on hold, so everyone prepare yourself. You know what's coming. But his Giants, I saw a tweet that, you know, made me just think for a second, and we'll get into the reasoning for it. But I saw a tweet from FanDuel that at first got me excited a little bit thinking about it. Right now, there is no other team in the NFL has more bets placed on it to win the Super Bowl than your New York Giants, at least on FanDuel. The New York Giants are the most bet team to win the Super Bowl this season. The New York Giants, now, the most bet, not the most money, the most bet. They are plus 23,000. Only the Cleveland Browns and the New Orleans Saints have better odds. The Titans are the same. The Jets are 22,000. And then you get a big jump up to 12,000 for the Carolina Panthers. So of all the bottom dwellers of the NFL, and mostly I do think that is mainly because of the New York Giants schedule. I would think that is I think the Giants are going to be a far better football team. Not good enough to win a lot of games, I don't know. Good enough to win compete for a playoff spot, I certainly don't know. But I think watching the team, we will see a far, far better product than we have in the past. But no team has had more bets placed on it to win the Super Bowl. I'm assuming people just think that the 2,300 of the New York Giants is the best odds, or, you know, the best chance to put $10 on to win, you know, $2,300. But I found that fascinating. I still wouldn't have guessed that. I still wouldn't have guessed today, as we sit presently, that no other team in the FanDuel Sportsbook would have more Super Bowl champion bets placed on them than the New York Giants. Let's go. Let's make some people some money, New York Giants. What the hell? And I am optimistic about the Giants. I don't know why. Maybe because I do believe in the coach, and I do think Russell Wilson gives him enough of quarterback play to actually make an offense work. I do think that Malik Nabers is a stud. I do think this passing game has a chance to be impactful. I think, you know, I've been hearing a lot about Hyatt and how much muscle he's put on without losing any speed. You know, Russell Wilson throws a great deep ball. Wandell Robinson can be shifty. I like the idea of him kind of really taking another step this season. Slayton knows the route tree as well as anyone. That's why they brought him back. He understands the offense. He can get down the field. He's been their leading receiver, you know, how many years running. Like, he's just been a positive for them. And then you get, Tracy and Scadaboo. I think the skill positions are far better than it has been in a long time. Now, I know, obviously, Saquon Barkley was part of that. He's a better running back than what they have currently. But along with the wide receivers, I just like the skill group. As long as Andrew Thomas stays healthy, I think the offensive line can be better. And right now, defensively, I just think that they're going to, one, should be on paper one of the better pass rushers, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. They're getting more experienced. You know, Holland, added in free agency. I think both players can really make an impact. You know, Drew Phillips, you know, really played well last year. He's got some young pieces back there, getting a little bit more experience. You've added some veterans in free agency. You got Dexter Lawrence in the middle. The run game I worry about a little bit. We'll see about the linebacking core. But I do think they've done a pretty good job with this team, and I believe in the coach, as long as he has a quarterback, can at least have some offense. And I know the schedule is tough, but that can change real quick. Like, I get going on the road to start against Washington and Dallas isn't easy. You're coming home for a Kansas City game. Clearly, I know the Chiefs will be good, but, you know, the NFL changes year to year. There's no guarantee the teams who were good last year will be good this year. You have no idea who's going to stay healthy. You don't know, you know, if Washington is going to be this force yet again just because they were last year as great as, their quarterback is. I can't go into the season and say, oh, they have no chance because this team's better, this team. We'll see. We'll see. And then the best part about it is there'll be no tanking at the very least, because no matter what happens, at least we'll get to see Jackson Dart and have an opportunity to see him develop with Brian Daboll and hopefully be at least something there and have something to look forward to and root to win every single game. That'd be nice. But no team in football has more bets placed upon it to win the Super Bowl than your New York Football Giants. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
That's right. My Giants and your Yankees.
That's right.
How many wins do you have the Giants this year?
I think the over-under is it 5.5?
How many wins do you have the Giants this year?
Again, camp hasn't even started, but I'll go with 7 as of right now.
Yeah, you sound real confident.
Seven's going to be the over. 7, yeah. 8.
Okay.
Like, you know, that's okay. Pretty good. Most people are going to tell you a hell of less than that.
I don't have much else to say.
Only the Cleveland Browns and the Saints.
How confident you are.
I
have met 7 wins.
Oh,
there,
my
great.
God. You are just insufferable.
Let's just tank. No, yeah. I'm not. You say you're a Giants fan. You're so positive with everything else.
I'm supposed to be.
You are.
The Giants won 3 games last year. I have them more than doubling their amount of wins. That's pie in the sky, Brett. I'm pie in the sky, Giant fan. You don't. What are you talking about?
When are you tanking then? If you
I'm not tanking.
Wins, how
the
are they going to do against
the best part of it, Brett. I don't have to tank this year. They got that.
How are they going to do against Washington first week on the road?
They're
then
probably going to lose.
The Cowboys haven't beaten 10 years. How are they going to do against the Chiefs?
Probably going to lose, but
so
maybe they'll get one of them.
Here? So when are you going to tank? They're probably going to be, what, 2-7? I want to know.
They're not tanking. That's the beauty of it. Because they're going to put in Jackson Dart, and I'm going to root for him to do well and win football games.
So I don't have to worry about tanking. And not watch anymore. You watch every Yankee game.
I watch every Giant game. Hey, listen, don't be mad that your favorite team sucks. It's my favorite football team, too. They suck, bro.
No, it's not.
They've been awful.
No, it's not. Glorified Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
No way.
I appreciate Saquon Barkley.
See the difference?
No.
I don't see the difference,
you crazy person. No.
For the Yankees,
I see you're. I'm the same person. You're a crazy person. I know. I see that.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're crazy with the Yankees.
No, I'm not. I'm open with the Yankees. The Yankees were in the World Series last year, Brett. The Giants had their season done by Halloween. Don't you see the difference, Brett? I don't know. How do you not see the difference? The Yankees haven't had one season in the last 30 years that resemble any of the last 9 out of 10 from the New York Giants. What are you talking about, Brett? Of course, if you're not more of an optimistic Yankee fan than you are a Giant fan, you're a dope. Then you just hate Brian Cashman. You hate Aaron Boone. They were in the World Series last year, Brett. The World Series. If the New York Giants, and this is just, let's go with the Aaron Boone era. The Aaron Boone has been the manager. This is the 8th year. So 7 full seasons. In 7 full seasons, and I shouldn't even say full because one of them was a 60-game year. So let's eliminate that. Let's just call it 6 seasons. In 6 seasons, as the manager of the New York Yankees, he has won 3 divisions. So half of the time they won the division, half of the time they went to the championship game, the ALCS, and 1 World Series appearance. If Joe Judge, let's just use Joe Judge because he's my favorite. If Joe Judge in 6 years won 3 NFC East titles, went to three NFC Championship games and had one Super Bowl appearance, we'd build a statue for the man, Brett. We would be so freaking happy with Joe Judge, we wouldn't even know what to do with ourselves. And Aaron Boone wants to be, the entire fan base wants him fired. That's the difference, Brett. That's the difference. Aaron Boone, the entire fan base wants his head on a spike. If any Giant coach had the same level of success as Aaron Boone, we'd be canonizing him. There'd be Giant fans all over the place with Joe Judge tattooed on their ass. So if you'd like me to have the same level of optimism or excitement, I guess only you have to pick the Giants to win 13 games, otherwise you're not a Giant fan. You have to hate Aaron Boone and hate Brian Cashman, or you're not a Yankee fan, and you have to think the Giants are going to win 12 games, or you're not a Giant fan. It's amazing. Instead of being level-headed and saying, wow, the Yankees do really well most of the time, let me put my faith in them, and the Giants have been terrible for the last 10 years, let me be pessimistic about them. No, it's the opposite, or you're not a fan. It's crazy. We're in backwards world. I swear to God, I swear. Ace Kazari, like, you know, calls the upside-down world. That's where we are. We're in the upside-down place. Have to be an optimistic Giant fan and a pessimistic Yankee fan. Otherwise, you're not with the fan base. Like, get the hell out of here, you dope. Swear. Drives me crazy. But that's true. Aaron Boone has to be fired. If almost any other coach in the NFL, forget just the Giants, if any coach in the NFL had the success. Now, I know it's a different sport. I get it. Salary capped. One's not salary capped for now, at least. But still, if any football team, what football fan base would want their coach fired if in the last 6 years they won three division titles, went to three championship games and a Super Bowl? What other franchise in any sport would demand that guy to be fired? Off of the Super Bowl appearance. Off of the championship game appearance. Off of the NBA Finals. Off of the Stanley Cup. Off of the World Series. What other franchise in any other sport would demand that guy gets fired? Can you imagine Joe Judge being in winning three NFC Easts, going to three NFC Conference titles, and going to a Super Bowl, and then the next year being 5-4 or 6-4 in the 11th game of the season and having six pre-snap penalties and the entire fan base going, fire his ass, I can't take it anymore. It's the same thing with this team over and over again. Can you imagine that? Because I can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 4:53. McMonagle here with you for another few minutes. Let's go rapid fire style with the calls, why don't we? Let's go to Tom in Melville then. What's up, Tom?
Hey, C-Mac. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Listen, I just wanted to, I hate to follow up such an intelligent call like Brett from Long Island, but I just wanted to, listen, I'm a Giants fan too, and I don't know what he's smoking, but I just wanted to say you and Jerry Recco the other week, you guys did a great job together.
Thank you.
Yeah, it makes me happy to see two guys that, you know, I've been listening to WFAN for a long time, and it makes me happy to see two guys that really, you know, put their lunch pail, get in first in, last in kind of guy, you know, and that makes me happy to see you guys get your shot. I hope you guys actually get to work together in the future. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Jerry, I don't know if it was Jerry getting a shot. Jerry hosts all the time. Jerry has been with that show for 10 years. I kind of got a shot that those couple days. So it was nice to do that work with Jerry, who's, you know, who's just, he's great. He's actually, I remember one of my first producing shifts. I think I've told Jerry this. I don't know if I have, but one of the first times, it was the summer of 07. I was still part-time, and I got the full week of overnight producer, full week. And I forget what time of year it was necessarily, but Jerry, I guess it was the summer. Jerry was the host all week long. Monday through Friday, it was Jerry filling in the overnights for the entire week, and I was the producer. And I remember him laughing at me out in the newsroom because he asked me to get somebody. I can't remember who it was, but he asked me to get somebody on, you know, a guest. And I was calling him from the newsroom because I guess we were both in that afternoon or the day before in the afternoon, and I was getting it for tonight. I forget exactly what it was. But he was sitting kind of next to me in the newsroom, and I was calling the guy, and the guy was in an arena. It must have been a reporter who was covering a game. He was at a basketball game. He was at a football game. I can't remember. But it was like he was on the other side of the phone, was at some loud arena, and I was yelling at him. I was like, "Hi, yeah, Chris McMonagle, WFAN, do you think you might have..." And I was yelling, and I remember Jerry just looking at me like, "Bro, you're not controlling your voice. You sound like a maniac." And I hung up the phone. He was laughing. He was like, "What the hell was that?" And I'm like, "The guy was in like an arena or something." But he was like, "Why are you screaming at the dude?" I was yelling in the middle of the room, "Hello, Jerry, can you talk to Jerry? You have a few minutes at 2 o'clock in the morning." Actually, he probably pre-recorded it. Eric and Ronkonkoma, what's up, Eric?
You were just being enthusiastic.
That's it.
You know, the most important question with Brett wasn't how many wins that you think they're going to get. He never answered how many he thinks they're going to get.
Yeah, because you know what he's going to say. He's going to say, you know.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Well, what about you? You're the Giant fan.
He won't give an actual answer.
No, he won't.
I would put money on that.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Yeah. So that's what... Look, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. See, here's what... And I brought this up to you before. The first month of the season is so crazy now. I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants were to go 2-2 the first month.
It's not crazy.
You know, I mean,
it depends on how well they play.
No.
Like, could they, you know, Washington might get out of the gate slow. Who knows? It does, just, you know, very good teams.
You could have an injury.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be any number of things. I mean, but...
And I'll tell you the truth, too. I don't, like, he did a great job last year, and I think Kingsbury's an offensive coordinator is very good. I don't think Dan Quinn is that great a coach. And after a couple, like, I don't know if he's going to, I don't, like, we saw the heights that he got with the Falcons, and then what happened? They faded quick, and they were blowing every big game after that Super Bowl. So,
right.
Like, and I know the offensive coordinator changed, obviously, after the Super Bowl, but just, You know, I don't know how good of a coach Dan Quinn is, so I'm not ready to just declare Washington some sort of force in the NFC just yet. They might become that. They have the quarterback to make that happen, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to happen day one starting this season.
Right. Well, they still have a son McLaurin, right? And have a good night to see Mac.
Yeah, no, they're still having issues signing him to a contract. So, yeah. Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, that's such an ugly loss last night.
Yes.
It's just ugly. I just hate bad baseball.
Yeah.
Peraza, I mean, if the guy can't make that throw, he's a 140 hitter.
You have Volpe, he can make the throw. I don't know why he didn't. But I'm concerned about
whether
the throwing.
Whether you can or not.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
You have to make that throw. And 100%.
And Volpe even kind of stumbled initially. Ball, it wasn't a clean pickup.
Yep.
And how does... I don't get it. I don't care about analytics. He was 3-for-22. How does Bellinger not play? Does he not play?
Well, yeah, he's got bad numbers against Gausman, and I don't know.
He's your best hitter. You can't. I don't care. Yeah. You could step into a bad pitch, good pitch. I don't buy that.
So who has to sit
against her? Yeah, Grisham.
Grisham hit a grand. Grisham got a double and a walk in the game and hit the game winning grand slam. Like the other day, like he's been hot too.
Somehow he's got to get in the game.
Well, I hear you, but I don't know. Like again, they're rotating. Dominguez has sat a lot. Like you can't just never. And thank you for the call. I'm up against it. We're going to end the show. Like again, if it's a tiebreaker, he's got a better. He's got bad numbers. Like legit, he's hitting 100 against Gausman, and they have guys to rotate. It's hard to just. Absolutely just hate it and dismiss it. And again, not that it's a big deal, but over his last five games, he's hitting under 200. Bellinger, you look at his overall numbers the last month, he's absolutely been their second best hitter with him and Jazz right there. But over the last five games, he's hitting about 200. Give him a day off. Get Dominguez in there. Now that they didn't score enough runs, it's easy to point to. I didn't hate it. But he's got to be in there tomorrow. He's got to be in there tomorrow now with no offense, but they have too many guys for one spot. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for calling, Fleegs. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 a.m. The warm-up show is next. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A money!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.